We are back with Richard D'Agazio in Thailand.
Didn't you, in your business, didn't you have these, what were they, symposiums, and you would ship equipment to have a big party there? Do I remember that right? You told me the story in Boston.
That's very interesting. I was in the financial services business, and my firm sold investment products to financial planners and stockbrokers all over the country. And we used to be invited to participate in their big hitter conferences and their incentive meetings and conventions and all these resorts. And I wasn't a very big firm in the scheme of things. I wasn't like the giant mutual funds, which had lots of money to entertain clients and take them to dinner by the busloads and so on. But what I decided, I came up with a gimmick, and I had a karaoke party one night after dinner. Because many of your listeners who were in business and go to conventions, you know, after dinner at 10 o'clock, you know, this, especially if you're with spouses, there's little to do. And you may go in the bar and have a couple of drinks, but so I would have a karaoke party. So I had a karaoke setup that I shipped. As a matter of fact, it had its own Federal Express number and account, and ship it all over the country. And for 2 hours, I would have karaoke parties. And it was very, very enjoyable for people. You know, karaoke is something that some people gravitate to. It's gotten to a whole different level today than it was 15 and 20 years ago. 15 and 20 years ago, it was a lot of fun, and people got up, and some made fools of themselves, and some could actually sing.
I can imagine. And, well, I know that Virginia, your wife's favorite music is opera, because I've performed that for her many times. But your favorite music is what, finally?
My favorite music is, well, I have two. Frank Sinatra, obviously. In my singing, I have to keep in my range, and I have to watch for a song. So I do a lot of Sinatra songs, a lot of Dean Martin songs. And I do a little bit of country. Because I have a low bass voice, you know, I can do Johnny Cash stuff and Josh Turner, and I try to stay within the range. But I enjoy music. I mean, we're on the ship here, and they have six singers, and they have a show every night, and it is it's incredible, and it's all American songs, and the clientele, the passenger in the ship, I'd say it's probably maybe 15-20% American, and the rest is European and German and English and Oriental of various kinds. But the show was totally Americanized, and the cast were four from England, one was from Las Vegas, one from Philadelphia, and one from Ireland. So they themselves, and it was ABBA and Billy Joel and Frank Sinatra, and you know, just American stuff.
Isn't that incredible? Do you find that as unbelievable as I do? The because we don't notice it. We just, because as Americans, we can be, as you know, we can land someplace else and think that the whole world operates the way we do and the way we think it should. But it doesn't work like that. But when it comes to music, though, we land somewhere, anywhere in the world, and our music is waiting for us there. Isn't that incredible? That, I mean, if only 15% of the ship is American and the rest is a variety, you'd ask, why don't they want some of their music? And so their music is our music. Isn't that unbelievable?
Their music is our music. I mean, you go to a restaurant, you're in an airport. We were in Seoul Airport in Korea for 6 or 7 hours. All you heard was American music, so you never heard, you know, Oriental music or any ethnic songs of whatever country you're in. It's always American music.
Yeah. Well, whatever time I get congratulations from anybody, I always turn it around and say I've got the biggest advantage in the world. I'm using the music that has already been pre-sold, and I'm only selling it again. And so it's a real advantage to be an actual American and know this music as opposed to, what'd you say, they were Irish? And what's the band on there?
it wasn't a band. There were six young singers. They were all in their early 20s. One was from Ireland, three was from England, one was a Las Vegas, and one was a young fellow from Philadelphia who has an incredible voice, sort of a geeky-looking, you know, kid, sort of gangly, you know, 6'1", very thin and so on. But his voice is very, very unusual and very different. It was very powerful. Very powerful show. And, you know, the other thing is that these performers, they have so much fun performing. And I think that that comes out. And it's the same thing when you're when you do your performances, and you and Bobby and you know, who the other musicians are with you. It's a fun event. And that comes across very, very strongly to the audience. And the more fun you have, the more fun they end up having as well.
Well, I know that it's what time is it over there?
One day ahead of you.
I won't keep you longer because I know what I'll get from you later, which is that I took the time on your cruise instead of doing it beforehand. But everything happens the way it does, and I'm happy you were able to join me now. Come on, give me a few lines. Start spreading the news.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. That's it.
That's it?
All you're going to get. You got to pay for the rest.
I'll take it. I'll send a transfer. I love you, man. Thanks so much for joining.
All right. Same here. Good luck to you. And we're going to try to tune in wherever we are on Saturday night. I think we're in Da Nang on Saturday, so I think I'll try to tune in there.
That's it. Philippe Harari made it to Da Nang. I'll take it. I'm grateful. And I'm grateful to you. I love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Difficile trovare la maniera di passare la serata con te. Per esempio ce ne andassimo a ballare, lo sai bene com'è. Insieme finiremmo per cercare un posto quieto per nasconderci. E inevitabilmente finirei con qualche stupido ti amo. So già finiresti con reagire perlomeno risentendoti, pensando non sia altro che una frase fra le tante che si dicono. Rimugino parole estremamente intelligenti come piacciono a me. Procuri l'atmosfera per poi offrirle a te. Ma vuoi che sia la luna il tuo profumo che io sento vicinissimo? E inevitabilmente mi impappino in qualche stupido ti amo.
Andrea Bocelli with his lovely wife Veronica Berti covering, of course, both Sinatra's, Nancy and Frank's Something Stupid. Speaking of Ti Amo, this is Laura Branigan, who you'll surely know from the early 80s with the epic hit Gloria. She was a background singer for Leonard Cohen at her start, but she eventually attacked and Americanized a very big Italian song, Ti Amo.
ti amo. God, how I love you so. My heart just won't let go. Day after day I'm still holding on, even though you're gone, ti amo. Wasn't that good to you? I did all that I could do to make you want to be here with me. I thought you loved me. I can't believe you could just turn and leave. You did it so easily. You pulled my world out from under me. Look what you've done to me. How could you end it this way? After the love that we made, God, how I wish you had stayed. Can't you see?
That is Laura Branigan. The song California Dreamin' was written in 1963 by the Mamas and the Papas sitting in cold New York, and they were dreaming of California. In 1965, it was a single. In 1966, it was taken by an Italian band called Dik Dik, and they would have made it to number one if it had not been for Francis Albert Sinatra, who was sitting at number one with Strangers in the Night. This is Soñando la California by Dik Dik.
Cielo grigio su, cielo grigio su, foglie gialle giù,
foglie gialle giù.
Cerco un po' di
blu, cerco un po' di blu,
dove il blu non c'è,
dove il blu non c'è.
Sento solo freddo.
California,
e un giorno io verrò, entro in chiesa là.
cielo grigio.